Welcome to another episode of Why Your Story podcast. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the beautiful SVI Media Studios, Afton, Wyoming. It's a beautiful day.
I know, I have on my flip-flops, and you have on shorts.
I told you, no wardrobe talk.
And I probably have mud on the back of my legs.
You just ruined it for everybody. Travis in shorts.
Mud on the back of your legs. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Mud season in Star Valley.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah.
They say this is why we live here. Is it? No.
No, it's for summers.
Oh.
And all the visitors.
Yeah.
And the fresh air.
What do we got? 9 weeks of winter and 3 weeks of visit, or 9 months of winter and 3 months of visitors?
Yes. That is true. But fall's awesome, too.
I don't know why I want to dance.
Me, too.
Okay, let's move on.
All right.
So
what?
We are coming into the springtime of the year, and we're excited, and we appreciate everybody for listening to our podcast. We're grateful for Star Valley Health for being such a great supporter. Also, Rocky Mountain Yeti.
That's right.
Appreciate you guys for your support. Duke with EcoLife.
Mm-hmm. For and we're grateful for SVI Media for letting us come in here to their beautiful studio.
Dan Dockstetter, they've really done a good job, haven't they?
They have.
Hey, so I'm just kind of curious, is COVID still around?
I don't know. I hope not.
I think
sure
the
it
big
is.
C is history. That's got to be a song. Big C is history.
What do you want?
Trademark it
what do you
right
want?
Now. You heard
no
it here first.
Mask. No more masks. Although I do know there's masks still on planes.
I saw the coolest meme yesterday. I think my daughter, I don't remember who sent it to me, but it's who's the guy that plays the junior dude that plays Iron Man? Just done something junior, you know.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. Thank you. I'm just not that great, but
anyway, I am.
It's a picture of him, and he's got this like old, totally relieved look on his face, and it says, "The moment you see two guys wearing masks walk into the bank, and you know they're only there to rob it."
That is perfect.
I love it.
That made my day.
Oh, thank heavens they're not here because of COVID. Please just come rob the bank because I'm so sick of masks.
So sick of them. But you still have to wear them on planes in certain countries, and that's okay.
No, it's not, but we'll move on. Hey, what are we talking about today?
Well, I think we should talk about, you know how we talked about on one episode about getting stuck in the car wash, and it was so weird. You
yes.
were stuck one day, and I was stuck the next day in the car wash. And what would you do?
Has that happened since? Have they got that issue taken care of?
I've gone there since, but I only went to the one you spray because I was like, I just don't want to go through that blow thing again.
Dude, I seriously crazy. Had to increase my crazy pills after that. I mean, that is a horrific thing. There
it
should
was weird.
Be. There really should be a horror movie based on people going in to get their car cleaned, you know, because mm-hmm. once those doors shut, you're at the mercy of whatever is in that room.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so I can hear the music. Guy pulls, lady pulls in to do her car wash. Things come down.
Psychedelic
the
colors.
The big rolly things start rolling, and then here comes Freddy Krueger out to wipe your windshield. You know? Anyway, I can totally see that.
I can
and next
too.
Thing, you know, you're just like the wipers are wiping blood off the windshield.
There's a show with Jennifer Gardner, and I can't remember what it's called, but the kids can pick anything they want to do all day, and because they've been so good. And so they pick to go through a car wash with the windows down. It's so funny.
No.
It's just like, oh my gosh. Oh boy.
I'm really thinking about this. I mean, there's got to be a market for murder at the car wash.
Yeah, or there could be. Because you could clean
up
easy.
The car wash massacre series.
Yep, you could flush it all the blood down.
I mean,
the
seriously,
drains.
If you wanted to like yep. murder someone and then like wash mm-hmm. all the evidence away, do it in a car wash.
Except not ours right now because there's still chunks of ice and that would leave some blood and some evidence. But yeah, good point. Yeah.
I need to develop this storyline a little bit better.
Oh my gosh.
I really think I'm
at
onto something.
At the car wash.
Ah, yeah. Murder at the car wash, babe.
Oh yeah. Oh, we might have. At the car wash.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Yep. It would be bestseller, I'm sure.
Okay.
But I think we should talk about what would you do in certain situations.
Okay. That's a good one.
So here's my first
thing. This could be entertaining.
Only to us, but that's okay.
All right. That's the only thing that matters at this point.
Okay. So what would you do if your cell phone, now this is after you've done number one and number two, has fallen in the toilet?
Well, wait a minute. You're saying that you just went number one, number two, and you stand up and turn around and drop your phone in the toilet?
Well, because it's in your pocket, you know, in your back pocket. Oh. And so, you know, you pull down and and you do your thing. Okay. And then
you go to...
And there it goes into the toilet.
You like clean your business and then stand up and it falls in the toilet? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I need you can have a little toilet paper in there. Okay, yeah, you can. Yeah, you.
So there's going to be toilet paper in there.
Yeah,
you're talking
for you it, probably a lot.
You're talking about dirty water, and it your phone falls in to the pile of shiz.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
A shizney.
I just flush it.
Would you really?
Oh hell yes.
You would not get your phone out.
No.
Oh.
Have you ever known me to go anywhere near fecal matter?
No. Well, I might have, but you know what I did? I thought it was quite brilliant.
There's not a phone out there to want make me go digging through somebody's feces.
There is, especially
my own feces.
I didn't go number two, though, in all honesty. And, you know, you're going to pee on a stingray sting bite thing anyway.
So wait a minute. Is this a true story?
Yeah. One time I did drop it. And
you dropped it in number one.
Number one and... So what I did, because I had the little Ziploc in my purse.
I'm looking at your phone and I just want to slide over to my side of the recording studio here.
No, it was a different one. But I did, and I reached in with my little plastic bag, pulled it out, and then I had to put it in. What do you put your phone in if it gets wet?
Rice.
Rice.
In a bag.
And I did brown rice because I dropped it in the toilet. That not really.
So wrong. You didn't just say that.
I did. It just kind of came to me. Oh, boy. MJ. Okay, so.
Disturbed on so many levels.
You've never done that. You've never dropped anything in the toilet.
I can honestly say I've never dropped anything in the toilet.
Oh, okay.
After finishing my business.
I will tell you a story. This just came to me. I was over in China, and they have, like, their toilets are on the ground, and they're like long, flat, kind of square. And so you just kind of spread them and squat. And I look over and see my mother-in-law kitty corner out of my eye, and she's holding on to her purse. She's holding on to her cane. And I'm just like, oh my. Because if you go down, it's not pretty.
You're in big trouble.
It's not pretty. Yeah.
You know what else is really weird that in America we don't deal with, but
what
they do in the European countries are the, I think they're called bidets.
Oh, I know. Have you?
The negative under bottom pressure.
Well, they
shower.
Have them here, but.
Where?
Well, certain
Show
people have them.
Show me one bidet in Star Valley.
I'm going to find one. Listeners. Call in and tell Duke. Let us know
call
where
Duke
there is a bidet.
And tell him where there's a bidet because we want to come sample.
No, I've tried them before.
Well, I did too once and I'll never do it again.
Oh, I kind of liked it.
My eyes started watering.
Oh, you must have had a...
It was like 160 PSI. I wasn't prepared for the undercarriage wash. I just didn't understand what... Europeans are so different than us, you know? I mean, we're just like, it's okay to do a little bit of work, you know? And they're like, oh, it's too hard to wipe my bum. I'm going to sit on the fountain.
I think it's because toilet paper is so expensive.
Oh, so let's put in a $500 bidet. That doesn't make any sense.
Good point.
Europeans. Bless you all. Bless you all.
That's true.
I just love being an American.
Me too. Actually, I tried one in California now I think about it too.
Really?
Yeah. It was at somebody's house.
Yeah, especially I'm not going to do it at somebody's house.
This was at
one of those motels. And I think I was actually in downtown London.
Oh,
when I did
that makes sense.
It was crazy.
And you have to pay for your
pot. I'm looking at this going, what on earth is this? I mean, whoever designed this toilet totally screwed up. And I think it was my mom that's like, that's not a toilet, Travis. That is a boudoir.
A boudoir.
Boudoir, or whatever they say.
I think you were saying it right.
Boudet.
Boudet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you have for us?
It's a glorified butt car wash.
And that you would never want to get stuck
cleaning
with.
At the car wash, babe.
Car wash, yeah.
Okay. So.
Splish, splash.
I want to tell a true story, and I want to know what you would do in this situation, because this actually happened to me, too.
Okay.
Okay, so.
I'm going to try not to
laugh. I'm guessing I'm 8 years old.
Okay.
And I am in the old, it was the old Airbuses. I don't know if they're if it was a 737 or the mm-hmm. DC-10 or whatever, the big fat ones, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know the Airbuses.
And I walk to the front of the plane to use the airplane toilet, and I lock myself in there. And you know airplane bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
I mean, talk about horror films.
Yeah, I know, right?
Everything is stainless steel. You can't leave fingerprints anywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about the perfect murder spot.
Right.
You do your business, and then it sucks your face off. And then I go to turn around, and the door's locked. I cannot unlock the door of the lavatory.
Oh, no.
In the airplane.
Oh, no.
And I'm not lying. It is not unlocking.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like banging on the little slide thing, and mm-hmm. it's not unlocking.
Oh, wow.
So I know what happened, but I'm curious to know what you would do.
If I'm 8, no. I'm going to
horribly embarrassed. I mean, you're 8. You don't want to make a scene.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
I get it.
I want to get out of there because I don't want to be in a stinky pot. So I'm going to be banging on the thing, saying, help! 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 Help me now! Help! You wouldn't do that? That's just common sense.
I didn't do that.
You just stayed in the bathroom.
I just stayed there in
and even
sheer
when they landed.
Terror.
Oh, wow.
Well, what happened was, is I'm sitting there just looking around, and I kept moving the knock, and I kept thinking that it was like one of my little brothers out there that was holding the.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting there, and I'm getting madder, and I'm getting madder. And I'm like, I'm going to kill my little brother when I get out of this thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking around, and finally, I just sat down. I mean, there was nothing else I could do. I was so embarrassed to be locked in the bathroom,
wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And finally, there's a. Is anyone in there? And I'm like, yeah, the door's locked. I can't get out. Oh, hold on. So here comes this stewardess lady. And she opens up. I'm so sorry.
Aww.
Are you not trying to get out? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to like totally blow it off.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, in my 8-year-old head, I'm thinking this was the worst day of my life. So the whole plane, because you... maybe this never occurred to you, but when you walk out of the airplane lavatory in the front of the plane,
mm-hmm.
all 391 passengers see that you just went in there and were in there for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 'Cause
they've been trying to go.
Yeah. So what do they think? You're this kid just went in there and blew a hole in the bottom of the plane. And so I was so embarrassed. Now the stewardess had to come get me out.
Mm.
And she was like talking to me through the door. And then, so they did some magical thing and unlocked it. And she's like, that thing has just been sticking and I'm not sure, you know, what's going on. I'm like, yeah, no problem. So I went back there and my dad's looking at me like, are you okay? And that was the start of my suicidal thoughts. When I was 8 right there. I was so embarrassed.
That's crazy.
Just so embarrassed. But that brings me to a thought that I've had, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, I had this fear, and I still have a general fear of lavatories in airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
But I was told that the reason that toilets suck because I'm just sitting here thinking, does gravity not work at 30,000 feet? I mean, can we not just do the little swirl and down the hole?
Woo!
What the heck is up with the?
So, well, they have to contain
so I'm what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I was told that that sucks, and because the airplane's going so fast, and all your poop and pee just goes flying outside the door, outside the airplane.
It doesn't.
But that's what I was told when I was a kid. So
yeah.
So imagine the sheer terror,
right?
Because you're like, dude, if I'm sitting on that and I push the eject button. What if it sucks my butt out the airplane, you know? Because there's a lot of suction going on in that You don't realize how much, I mean, that's a deadly sound that's coming out of that toilet. And if you don't believe me, use the airplane lavatory.
Yeah, that's
I dare
so
you.
True.
I mean.
No, I have.
Yeah.
I've flown a lot. And then the people, now there has to be a job to remove that from the planes.
Oh,
and those people are called, they're called Blue Angels. Because they drive around a cart and the fluid, that's why it's blue. They suck it all out.
Is it blue because like the RV, you know, the bacterial breakdown?
I think so. But the worst part of that job, because when I first started at the airlines, I started on the ramp. And of course, they send you to Blue Angel right off. You know, you got to have the crap job, literally. And then after it's all full and your little cart's all full, then you have to go to the dump and dump it and suck it out. And it's like, there's nothing, I can't even think of a worse job. It's one of those dirty jobs. It's disgusting. But yeah, that's what it's called. It doesn't really fly in the air and all that.
Okay, but can you explain to me the suction? What is the need of the 1,000, 2,000 PSI suction?
Because after like 50 people have used it, if you didn't have something that sucked it down into a container way lower than you, I mean, you're on a big plane.
But doesn't gravity work at 30,000 feet? I'm just saying, if I jumped out of an airplane, I'm falling to the ground. So I would imagine that poop's still going to fall to the bottom of the plane.
I just
want to know the physics behind it is all I'm saying.
I'm just thinking of takeoff and landing and swish-wash.
I'm just sitting thinking, okay, you're traveling at what, 700 miles an hour, 800 miles an hour? Is the poop going to like shoot sideways? I mean, does physics not play a part in that? I don't know. Maybe that's why it sucks. I have no idea. But anyway...
every time I go to a bathroom in a plane, I'll think of you.
Locked in a lavatory in the bathroom.
That would be bad.
Yeah, and an Airbus, DC-10 Airbuses.
Wow, that is a good story.
Yeah.
So I have a question. What would you do if you wanted to impress somebody and you're with them?
I usually wear shorts.
Okay. And you went to have a silent but deadly, but you had a shart. And shorts are the worst.
Oh my
I'm just saying.
Gosh.
You got shorts. Boy, you're in trouble.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You're asking me if I want to impress somebody and I have a little
accident? Well, you don't even want to impress
them. I don't even want you to ask this question.
Okay, you're just in public. You're with someone.
Okay.
And there are a bunch of people and you just thought you could just kind of just squeeze one.
Oh, my word.
And instead, you just shart. And there it goes.
I don't even know. I don't even know how to answer this question.
Because you know you've done it. You know you've done it. I know you've done it. He's done it.
Our visitor in the studio's done it.
That's
just so retarded. I mean,
it's not retarded.
Everybody has had accidents. I mean,
okay,
since we were
there
like
you go.
2 days old, everybody.
Well,
but I'm just sitting here trying to think. Okay,
what would you do?
And where am I? Where did you say I am?
Let's say you're playing bass for your dad in
Vegas.
For
the love.
Which you're going to do in a couple of weeks.
For the love.
And you're in your shorts.
So
you're up there.
I would never be in shorts on stage.
Thousands of people.
In Vegas.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, well.
Tight jeans.
The long and the short of the matter is the show must go on. So no matter what. No matter what is happening on stage, whether or not you're puking, you're pooping, it doesn't matter. The show goes on. It's not like you can say, hey, brothers, would you hold tight? I just had an accident. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a brief break for audiovisual.
Okay, what about
the bass player cleans his shorts?
What if you're at a Ward Christmas party?
I probably would do it just to get out of the Ward Christmas party.
Best answer ever.
Sorry, everyone. No. I just sharted. I'm out of here. don't, because my poor wife, she knows I don't need any more excuses not to go to the Ward Christmas party.
Okay, let's just say.
You just got to do what you got to do, MJ.
That's
true. You have to play normal. You have to, like, especially like if you're in public, you can't just say. You can't draw attention to yourself.
Right.
You can't act like something's wrong. You just continue on until you can get somewhere and take care of the problem. That's what you do.
Yeah. I actually get up and run.
Professionalism. Not me.
Oh, man. I'm not going to stay. I'm not going to stay. No, I'm gone.
But you're not going to run.
Well, I've already ran. Chafing. And so now I'm hopefully not in shorts. Yeah. I'm just going to whoop out of there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too.
Okay.
Exit.
But it does happen to everybody. That's for sure.
I don't know. I don't even want to entertain the thought, to be honest with you. All right. Here's one.
Okay.
Here's a good one.
I'm ready.
So speaking of playing bass on stage, so I don't remember where we were. I think it was like Alameda, California, Alameda County or something. We were playing for the county fair.
Uh-huh.
And we're playing live. We're probably 10 minutes into the show. And
how old are you?
I'm guessing this is like 1998, 1999, somewhere around there. I had just been married.
Okay.
Okay. And they've got the band on these kind of blocks. And so I'm sitting right next to I'm stage left of the drummer. And I go to turn to look somewhere. And my cord that plugs into my bass was stuck. And when I turned, it pulled it out of my bass.
Oh, no.
Okay. So you just hear this. And then everything goes dead.
Right.
We're in the middle of a song. Mm. Okay. What do you do?
I would play air guitar. Okay. All the way back.
Okay.
And I'd go all the way back, and then I'd plug it in and be like, oopsie-daisy. And then I would just carry on. That's what I would do.
Okay. So let me just, that is probably the best answer, right? Because you lose the whole bass part of a song. Obviously, things start sounding very weird.
Right.
So obviously, my dad turns around, my uncle Jay turns around, and everybody turns around.
You're getting crusties.
And they're looking at me, and I'm like, trying to show them the butt of my guitar, you know, that I have, look, no power. And we make it through the song, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's happy.
Do you get back and plugged in?
I go to look down. Well, my cord had fallen down. The reason it was stuck is because it was stuck in between these blocks. These blocks were only like 2 inches apart.
Uh-huh.
And the cord went down in between the blocks. So it's like 10 feet below me.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have a chance. I can't reach it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting ready to start the next song. And you don't stop. You just can't stop. You don't stop show.
They couldn't see what had happened to you,
well,
though?
Well, I'm giving the guy on stage left an absolute crusty of an eye. You know?
Yeah.
What in the freak is wrong with you people? Right. Okay, not you see, I need help type thing, you know? So anyway, that really did happen to me. So guess what I did?
What?
I just continued to play air guitar.
Oh, really?
I really
That's
did.
That's awesome.
I really did. I mean, the next song started, no bass. Finally, the sound guy's like, dude, that just doesn't sound right. Looks up at me, and I'm sitting there staring at him the whole time. He's like, oh, crap. So he goes underneath the stage, hands the thing up to me. So middle of the song, I just kind of reach down there. And when you plug your guitar in, it's
like
crack, real loud crack. Uh-huh. Then the bass was back.
Wow. You get embarrassed easier than me, I think.
I wasn't embarrassed.
Oh, you weren't embarrassed.
No, I would say I was borderline pissed off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because that stuff, you're...
Sure. You want it to be great.
You want to be perfect, you
sure.
know?
And right.
So, but you have to practice for everything.
Yeah.
You know?
You do.
But the show must go on. Yeah. I don't know how many people noticed that I was playing air guitar. I was totally... thinking this is so lame, you know.
Mm-hmm. That was good though.
You're sitting there smiling, mm-hmm. like you're doing something, even though you know you're not doing. You're not contributing at all. So.
Oh god.
Okay. Well, you did good on that one.
Oh, thanks.
Very well done.
So, what would you do if you accidentally got in somebody's car that you thought was your car? Or you accidentally, and you thought your husband, or in your case, your wife, was in the driver's seat, and then you realized it was somebody completely different.
It wouldn't happen.
And
that's not even an issue. I would never do that.
Oh, I've done that twice.
How could I get in someone else's car with
someone
else's wife?
Because it was just like my car. It was just like my car.
Yeah, that is impossible.
No.
MJ, I think that there's a huge difference between men and women on this. And this is this is not a
That's a good point, actually.
This is not a crap, what's the word I'm looking for? Where the men, chauvinist. This is not a chauvinistic discussion.
Yeah, you could be right.
I could see my wife getting into another white Chevy pickup truck. Mm-hmm. Like, I drive a 3/4 ton Chevy pickup, okay? Mm-hmm. I could totally see my wife going up to some half ton.
Yeah.
I got to be careful what I say, but. And hopping in the front of a guy that's got a man bun and wearing skinny jeans. and not looking at all and just thinking, wow, Travis, you've really cleaned this truck in the last. You've really done a good job, you know? And she would probably be completely oblivious to that.
Yeah,
until she like leaned over to lean in, you know, or something.
And she's like,
holy crap, you're not Travis. I could see that. But there's no way I'm ever going to get into someone's truck because I know what my car smells like. I know what it looks like. I know where the paint chips are. I know what the door handle feels like. I know what the tires look like.
We have a person in our audience that is nodding and they are male. So I guess it could be a female thing. And this is another thing along those lines that I did. One time I was in a store and we were both looking for different things. And then I came around and I just grabbed his cheek. But it wasn't
his. You mean his bum cheek?
His bum cheek. And then.
Somebody else on this earth has a bum that looks like Steve's?
Yeah. And about the same level.
Oh, no.
Same size.
And oh, no. That's a problem.
What would you do if you did that?
That is a problem.
What would you do?
So you're saying that I went up and grabbed some other lady's rear end? Mm-hmm. Oh, for the love. I pray that
one I ran to.
Never happen. I mean, for one, we live in a day and age where you're probably going to end up in jail. I mean, I can see SVI Media front page, Travis Osmond charged with sexual abuse at Brolin's for, what is that? Sexual abuse? Is that groping? Is that what I
guess.
Know what that is.
But, well, the guy was laughing. Like, I did it. He turned. I'm like,
I think it's different if a girl does it to a guy than if a guy does
it
to a girl.
It is not different. It's still embarrassing and it's still horrifying.
A guy would probably laugh at that. I mean, if a lady came up and grabbed my butt and then I turned around and her face was like red, I would probably laugh at that. Whereas if a guy comes up and grabs a girl's butt, that's a little different in my opinion because guys are generally probably more aggressive maybe that way. I don't know, but I think that that's the world we live in.
It can happen though. I'm just saying.
Oh, I would
just be careful on your grabbing.
I'd just be like, ma'am, I can't even express to you how little my brain is functioning right now. And I feel like I need to go back to the second grade. I mean, I don't even know how to explain to you how sorry I am for what I just did.
Yeah.
And I'm so embarrassed. And I will go show up proof to you that I do have a wife here somewhere.
Well, and that's what happened. I did the deed. And two squeezes. And he turns and I'm horrified because it's so not him. And then I just ran. And so then I find Steve. And then I tell him what I did. And he's just staring at me like normal. And I... And then all of a sudden, the guy's coming up the aisle, and we're going down the aisle. And I was like, I am so sorry. See, you guys kind of look a lot. You're tall.
Oh.
And he was just laughing. He's like, no, that made my whole day, baby.
Oh, for
and
the
like,
love.
Oh,
I just,
gosh.
I can't. Yeah. I can't even think how embarrassing that would be to me.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. But apparently, I made his day. So, yeah. Okay, your turn. What are you drinking, by the way?
My life has turned gray. I'm drinking Diet. There's just not enough
Diet
sunlight.
What?
It's Mountain Dew.
Ugh. Okay.
Life has lost its luster.
Yeah. Mine would too. Do you got anything else for what ifs or what would you do?
Oh boy, dude. I could go on all day and I have a really good one.
I'm ready.
This is a good one. And then we're going to be out of time here.
Okay.
But
this is our last one, folks.
Okay.
We're
last
sorry.
One. Saving the best for last. All right. You ready?
Yes.
So this happened to me.
Okay.
After I was married, I was in Logan, Utah, going to school, and I had just bought a 87 Chevy 3/4 ton pickup truck, and I was so excited. This was back before prepay.
Okay.
At the gas pump.
Oh, boy.
So I stopped, filled her up. I don't know what I owed, 40. Back then, it was probably $30 for a tank of gas. I don't know.
Sure.
I walk in there, the lady at the register, and reach in my back pocket. I don't have a wallet.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just pumped a tank full of gas and I got no wallet.
Oh, wow. And no, probably no cell phone back then.
Yeah, no cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know this lady. She doesn't know me.
Mm-hmm.
That feeling, you know, of reaching back in your pocket and having no wallet in there mm-hmm. is an absolute horrific feeling.
Yeah, like no purse.
What do you do?
Well, I've had that happen. I don't keep my wallet, but I keep a purse with a wallet in it. And I've had that happen. And more than once. And one time it was, I was at Costa Vida in Evanston and I pulled up and got the mail, put it in my car and didn't have money. And they're like,
oh no,
it's on us. Just pay next time. And then one time with the gas,
okay,
because it happened with gas too. Okay. They let me use their phone and then they just said, it's fine. Just come back. I'm like, I could leave you something. And I'm like thinking, what, you know, what can I leave that I have of value? And they were super nice. It wasn't here, but yeah, that's what I did. And the people both times were super great.
Well, that's good. So what happened to me was I'm just like, ma'am, I don't know if you're going to believe me or not. I really don't have my wallet on me. And she's like looking at me like, oh my gosh, you're the
And how old are you in this?
It's probably like 2002, something like okay. that. So I don't know how old I'd be, but. Old enough to know I need my wallet for fuel. So she's like, let me get my manager.
Oh, boy.
And so here comes this little, I don't know if it's Indian, Arabian. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But he comes walking out. You got no money? And I said, no, I have money. I just don't have my wallet. And I'm showing him the wallet sign, you know, the international sign for wallet, you know, like your fingers. And he's like, oh, very bad. Very bad. And I'm like, I know. I'm scum of the earth, man. I know. And he's like, well, he's like, where you live? And I told him I live, you know, in Wellsville. And I said, look, hey, I will leave. I have binoculars. I will leave them with you.
Oh, and so you did leave some.
I did. He's like, so he's like looking at me like, what the crap are binoculars? You know? And to me, those were very valuable.
Sure.
I mean, they were my babies, you know? So I went out and I grabbed them. I'm like, these are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I will leave them and then I will come back and pay you and I can take the binoculars.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, write down your name and number and your address. And where you work? I'm like, I'm a student. I'm a student.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, oh,
no money.
Okay. So he's like, looking at binoculars. That's fine. Okay. Tonight? And I said, oh, yes. Like 10 minutes.
Sure.
So anyway, it all worked out. But gosh, I just so
I'm surprised you didn't ride. Riding your truck back to your
just
house.
So embarrassing.
Get the money.
That was
go back.
Just horrific times of my life that we're talking about today. So,
well, I do think people should think about what would they do. I mean, we did some silly things that bodily functions that do happen.
Yep.
But
you gotta
in reality,
think about it.
What would you do? Yeah. What would you do if you broke down between Cokeville and Afton? I've had that happen. What would you do if you just in general, I think.
It's always a good thing to be thinking about.
I think it's a really important thing, for sure.
Well, I loved this podcast more than anything today.
Oh, I do too.
I needed a very uplifting airplane butt suction.
I'm leaving next week. I'll think of you on the plane.
Yeah, you go in the lavatory and think of Travis being stuck in there.
You know what I'll do? I'll record it. I mean, not me doing
no,
my thing.
No, record this flush.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, so that people can understand what I'm talking about.
That's right. And those Blue Angels out there, you do a heck of a job.
Everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today. This is Why Your Story Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And we are Why Your Story. Bless you all. Have a blessed week.
That's right. Spring is about here.
Be safe.
Woo-woo!
And like I always say...
What do you always say?
It said break it down.
Oh,
you didn't hear it. It was perfect timing.
It was.
MJ,
and then
you
got to
work on
up.
Your timing.
I got to work on a lot of things, actually, Travis.
Take care, everyone. God bless.
Bye.